Ah, the animal kingdom. A fascinating cornucopia of different creatures, including lions, tigers, and bears.
Hi, I'm a bear.
Some of whom talk, evidently. But while the larger and flashier creatures of the animal planet tend to steal the spotlight, sometimes it's the Earth's smallest critters that have the biggest tales to tell. Take, for example, the humble duckburg bark beetle. Only 3 inches long, this surprise—
What's up, bro?
Louie, what are you doing here? I'm live in studio.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt your super exciting narration about a bug or whatever, but it's time for a word from our corporate sponsors.
But I don't have any corporate sponsors for this episode.
About that. You do now. When I found out how much money you get for playing ads in a podcast like this, I kind of took it upon myself to sell a few spots.
But this is Duckburg Public Radio. We're not in it for the money.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, you're serious.
Exactly how many spots have you sold? I need time for all 23 segments on my deep dive into the Duckburg bark beetle.
23 things about a beetle? Oof, trust me, I'm already making this show better.
But I didn't screen the advertisers. I have very high standards for—
Shh, don't you worry that pretty hatted head of yours. I handpicked the advertisers myself. Come now. I wouldn't take ads from just anyone. And besides, this is for a good cause. Not all the money is going to me. I'm donating 3% of the profits to charity.
I guess that's okay. But wait.
The charity is—
Louis's kids.
Louis's kids, yes.
Ugh, Louis, your charity is under investigation in 49 states.
Those are baseless accusations. Anyway, less chatting and more adding. From Duckburg Public Radio, it's This Duckburg Life. Hold on to your tails.
That's my line.
Here's a message from our sponsor.
Hey, kids, do you like fun? Of course you do. That's why when Duckburg's youngest are looking for a good time, there's only one place to go. Funzos. Conveniently located at Duckburg Pier. Play hit games like Uke or Puke. Take a luxurious dip in our ball pit. Sanitized every 6 months. Whoa, that's clean.
Ball pit sanitization varies. Personal sanitizer strongly recommended.
And don't forget to try our fruit punch.
Punch costs extra. Do not try to steal the punch.
So come on down to Funzos.
Funzos, Fun Zone, where fun is in the zone.
Okay. Everyone likes Funzos. I guess that's fine. Welcome back to our in-depth look at the Duckburg bark beetle. Chapter 1, The Bite is Worse Than Its Bark. While the Duckburg bark beetle may look intimidating, appearances can be deceiving. With its—
Hey, Huey, sorry, it's time for another ad.
Another? We just played one.
Yeah, I've got a lot scheduled, so we gotta keep this rolling.
But I've only been talking for 10 seconds.
And kids these days have short attention spans. You're doing the right thing, spooning out content in little tasty bites with just one or two ads in between to spice things up. Perfect.
Did you say two?
I did. And now a word from our sponsors.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Johnny.
We make Ottomans.
And together we're
the Ottoman Empire.
Do you like Ottomans but get tired of looking at the same old footstool day after day? Tell me about it, brother. That's why you should join the Ottoman Empire Ottoman of the Month Club. With our premier service, you'll receive a new ottoman every month. We got floral ottomans for spring, ottomans filled with fireworks for the 4th of July, haunted ottomans for Halloween. Ooh, scary. And ottomans covered in jingle bells for the holidays. So should you treat your feet? Yeah, you ought to, man. Nice one. Order the Ottoman of the Month Club today.
Greetings, listeners. Renowned inventor Gyro Gearloose here for McDuck Industries. It's time to answer that age-old question, how many ducks does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, when you buy a patented Gyro Gearloose Bulb Tech Bulb, the answer is zero. Now, you may be thinking, have I gone mad? No, I am not a mad scientist, all right? Why? What have you heard? The answer is zero because Bulb Tech bulbs screw themselves in automatically. So no more falling off ladders or electrocuting yourself. With a Bulb Tech bulb, simply turn it on and let the bulb do the work. Now, with only a 3% chance of my Bulb Tech bulbs gaining sentience and, you know, becoming evil, you can rest easy. No. Oh no. The bulbs have gone evil again. All right, they're headed for the microphone.
Louis! Those commercials took up several minutes of my tightly scheduled programming. Now I don't have time left for segment 4 on the sleeping habits of the bark beetle.
Oh no! People won't find out how beetles sleep! Now how will they fall asleep too?
It's actually quite fascinating, I'll have you know. I guess we'll just skip ahead to chapter 7. It's tough to be a bug. While the Duckburg bark beetle has a thick exterior shell, it still has its predators. The cat, the ferret, and...
Oops! Time for another ad!
What?! Absolutely not. No, uh-uh. You do not get to sabotage my...
Pew! Pew, pew, pew! Sup, listeners? Mark Beeks here. Are you an inventor? Do you have the next big idea guaranteed to make millions? Then let Mark Beeks help make your invention a reality. Just call the Waddle Invention Hotline. Tell us your idea. Don't forget to sign the release form that makes your invention property of moi. It's that easy. Then just sit back and let us make my, I mean your, idea come to life. And if it's a success, you'll get a share of the profits.
Profits will include one $5 gift card to Waddle Tunes and no actual money.
Waddle's Invention Hotline. What do you got to lose besides your intellectual property? Call today.
Mark Beeks. You let Mark Beeks put an ad on this show? You said you screened all the sponsors. He's a bad guy.
Correction. He's accused of being a bad guy, but he's never actually been arrested for any crimes.
He stranded Webby and me on top of the Waddle building.
And now you have a fun story to remember. Rest assured, I won't let any actual criminals advertise on this podcast.
Oh no, that ad ate up more time. I'll have to jump around again. I'll have to skip chapter 8 on the diet of the bark beetle.
I'll save you time. It's bark.
Yes, but what kind of bark? It matters.
It really doesn't.
And now there's no time for chapter 9, the friendship dance of the bark beetle.
Does it wiggle its antenna?
Yes. But it's the way it wiggles it.
Up and down.
Spoilers! You're condensing months of work here? Okay. Fine. We'll skip to chapter 13. Bark beetles. A day in the life. The bark beetle begins its day by rising out of the ground and greeting the sun.
Psst! Hey, listeners. I'm gonna go ahead and play another ad now. Don't tell Huey.
Hello! Launchpad McQuack here, private pilot of Scrooge McDuck. Do you want to learn how to fly, but don't have the time to? Well, I'm here to teach you how to fly on the fly. In just one 10-minute class, I can share everything I remember from flight school with you. All 5 or 6 things. We'll cover important topics like taking off, landing, avoiding sky pirates, remembering to put gas in your plane, what to do when you're mid-flight and realize you forgot to put gas in your plane, crashing, and asking Mr. McD to pay for the repairs. So join me for a crash course on how to become a pilot. Join Launchpad's crash course today!
Launchpad, are you recording an ad right now? Who's flying the plane?
No. Oh, yeah? Oh, no, we're gonna crash!
And finally, after 12 hours of masticating bark, the weary Duckburg bark beetle returns home to his den, ready for a relaxing night of sleep. Louis, was that red light just on?
What red light?
The little light that turns red when a commercial break is happening. I could swear I just saw it blinking while I was talking. Were you playing an ad?
What? No! And deprive our listeners of the chance to hear about how bark beetles go to the bathroom? Never. But speaking of ads, since we haven't run one in a while, I think it's time for, like, another commercial break, maybe.
But I was just about to get to chapter 14, bark beetle bath time.
And I'm sure there will still be plenty of time right after these two ads.
Two ads? Again? No.
Duckburg homeowners, do you have a security system, but you're worried it's no match against the worst criminals Duckburg has to offer?
I know I do. I am a regular homeowner, and definitely not a Beagle Boy.
Then hire the Beagle Boy Security Testers. We'll send a select team of Beagle Boys directly to your house to try to break into it. And if we succeed, we get to keep anything we steal as payment.
That sounds very reasonable. Again, I am a normal homeowner.
So call the Beagle Boy Security Testers today. We'll do such a good job, it's almost criminal.
Hello, Flintar Glomgold here. Are you a billionaire? Do you like adventuring? And is your name Scrooge McDuck? If so, you'll want to try Glomgold Industries' newest product, McDuck DNA and Me. Simply order our DNA kit and provide us several different samples of your DNA, like Oh, I don't know. Copies of all your fingerprints. Then our team of scientists will process your samples and use them to frame you for a crime while I become the rightful richest duck in the world! Take that, McDuck! Oh, wait. I don't have his fingerprints yet. Can I start over? No? I'm out of time? Oh, fine. You win this one, Scroogey. But I promise you, Flintheart Glumgold will be back!
And now we're back.
Louie! The Beagle Boys? Flintheart Glumgold! Those guys are most definitely criminals! You said you carefully handpicked each of our advertisers.
Okay, I mightn't have gotten a little loosey-goosey towards the end, but do you know how much Glomgold paid for that ad?
No. Are you going to tell me?
No, private information. But don't worry, okay? That was our last ad.
Thank goodness. Oh, no. But now my studio time is almost up. I only have a few seconds left. Oh, no. No time for chapters 15 to 22. I guess I'll just have to skip right to chapter 23. The Bark Beetle's Big Reveal. Now, the most shocking and surprising secret about the Duckburg Bark Beetle is something you would never guess. And after months of tedious and intricate research, I'm delighted to share with you my exclusive, groundbreaking discovery. The secret of the Duckburg Bark Beetle is...
And that's time! Sorry, Huey, we have to leave the studio right now. I've actually rented it out to Flintheart Glomgold.
You what?
I told you I'd be back!
For this Duckburg life, this has been Huey Duck.
And Louie Duck. Contact me directly for any future sponsorship requests.
Great, you can just let go of your tails now. Here, Uncle Donald, read this.
This Duckburg Life is a production of Duckburg Public Radio. Staff includes Kino Desano, Dan Siegel, Drew Crowley, Tina Hicks, Ben Acker, Megan Gonzalez, Ben Simon, Sam Riddell, Matt Andretti, Jordan Dean, Ethan Grafton, and Taylor Eden, added an agent, featuring the voice talents of Danny Booty, Ben Schwartz, Bobby Moynihan, Pat Bennett, Jim Rash, Keith Ferguson, Sam Riddell, Josh Brenner, Suzanne Bridgley, Aaron Bowser, and Tony Anselmo, with very generous support from Matt Redman, Celestia Lourdes, that sounds pretty good, Susanna Olsen, Laura Reynolds, Madison Bigman, Colin Robinson, he's a sweet kid. Christian McDonald, Bob Snow, Tanner Johnson, Alan Brown, Julia Pleasant, David Wright, Leona Beckett, Dan Powers, Carolyn Roach, Jeanette Rainwater, Tim Mullen, W. Stewart Jones, John Royer, and Sean Lemonier. Phew, what a mouthful!